But to live this life faithfully, we need strength. And the principal source of that strength is who else? Except Jesus Christ. We go on. Here we have one more petition for this meditation. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What are we praying for? We are praying for the gift of practicing mercy to those who offend us. And I'm not, needless to say, indulging in cheap humor. We need people to offend us. Because if they offend us, then we can practice mercy. And being sinners, we need mercy from God. We don't have to ask people to offend us. Sisters, let me be clear. To be offended by someone, the person who offends us does not have to intend to be offensive. People can be offensive just by being themselves. She is she and I am me. I'll never forget a nun in a monastic cloistered community. She told me, Father, you're living a cloistered life. We chant the divine office every day. My hardest fight in life is every time we come to chapel and chant the office. There is one sister whose voice, Father, I cannot stand her voice. She screeches. She screams. She thinks she's singing. I hope I'm making sense. We are all different. And God put us into the same community, under the same roof. But how different, how very different we are. Some like to talk. He likes to talk too. We find them offensive. Some are silent, quiet, reserved characters. So are we. Father, they tell me, she never talks to me. But the nun telling me this does not admit she doesn't talk either. However, let's be serious. People can not only hurt our feelings by being different. People can not just hurt our feelings. People can deeply wound us. Sisters, give me a sword in my heart any day compared to some people's speech. We can kill a person with three words. I hope you believe me. I think I should say this. And this is where grim and religious, Yah bless you. But by their nature, though of exceptions, but by and large, women are more sensitive than men. And the wounds that our fellow religious can cause us. But I think I should also say this. For a woman to forgive, she must forget. And that is very hard. How we need to remind ourselves, God will be only as merciful to us as we are merciful to others. In this fifth petition, we are certainly praying for God's mercy. We are asking God, well, to be merciful to us. And being sinners, we need God's mercy. Well, that's not all. You're asking God to give us a share in His own understanding of love, in using sinners, hear it, using sinners for the advancement of His kingdom. We don't mean that if people are weak or sinful, that we ignore it. But, and we're dealing with mystery, we don't comprehend, but we better believe, God uses sinners for the advancement of His kingdom. And consequently, it is not just that God might be merciful to us because we are forgiving to others. No. We must, and how hard this is, we must see God's mysterious providence in allowing evil, allowing crime, for, hear it, for greater good because of the sin. Not I, but one modern pope after another is saying that 20th century is the most crime-ridden and sin-laden century in human history. Never before so much sin. One civilized nation after another, not just legalizing, but legislating murder. As I've said now several times, I finally got my doctorate in theology. I finished my doctoral studies in biochemistry. And I have lectures, whole classes on contraception. I don't know of a single contraceptive that exists. I don't know it. I know them well. Of a single contraceptive that does not kill the child if the child is conceived. Am I clear?